brother. Guys, if it is two things I am loving right now, it is the return of the Google Autofill and Avatar: The Last Airbender. So today we are slamming them together and answering, why does Aang Google Autofill? If you're not familiar with the Google Autofill game, it's super easy. We just go to Google, type in why does Aang, and then each letter of the alphabet, and Google fills in the rest of the question, which I then answer with 100% ish accuracy. Occasionally Google will throw in like an extra word or modifier at the beginning, but that's okay, we just roll with it. Let us begin.
Classic Boomy, am I right?
Classic Boomy. I would say when it does it in live action, it's like obviously an homage to the cartoon, but it doesn't make nearly as much sense.
Let us leave.
A, why does Aang's arrows glow? Fantastic grammar, by the way, but an even better question. Because yeah, you're right, it's not like other parts of the avatars glow when they go into the avatar state, except for their eyes, so like, what is special about Aang's tattoos? Well, in the episode The Guru, we learn why Aang has been having trouble accessing the avatar state, and it's because his chi is blocked and he needs to unlock it all for the avatar state to work. So, chi has to be able to flow through the body in order to get there. But also, at the end of season one, when Katara is learning how to be a healer, we see a mannequin that shows exactly where those chi paths are in the body. And wouldn't you know it, all of Aang's tattoos are right along chi paths. So anytime any avatar is in the avatar state, those paths are glowing, but you can just see Aang's because of the tattoos. Also because they look cool. B, why is Aang bald? Okay, so I'm not sure if this is like a misconception or something, but like, he's not naturally bald. He just shaves his head. You can even see him doing it right here. I mean, if he didn't shave it, he would grow hair just like anyone else. Yeah, or as differently as everyone grows hair. A lot of different style options out there. I used to have bangs. I did do that a lot.
Our dad hated it.
Yeah. But the reason Aang shaves his head is just part of Air Nomad culture, which they all do as a way to show their commitment to spiritual life and to just overall discourage vanity. Oh, I get it. I'm vain because I gel my hair. Whatever. However, there is also a bending aspect to it where by having a shaved head, you are able to better feel the air around you. Actually, there's also a really great example of how that works right here. But also, apparently, it's not mandatory. That's a really funny scene. Tenzin like finishes shaving someone's head. Other people are like, what if we don't want to? And he's like, whether or not you shave your head is a personal choice. And the guy's like, what?
The guy who had it done.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Tenzin's the best. C, why does Aang call Zuko Sifu Hotman? So this is basically just because Zuko is his teacher. Sifu is a Chinese title that means master or teacher, and addressing someone as such is a form of respect. Hotman, on the other hand, is just slang for fellow Fire Nation citizen, or else it was slang like 100 years ago, so now Aang is the only one who uses it and nobody really seems to understand why he's saying it. Flamio Hotman? Either way though, I love the juxtaposition of like a formal title and the outdated slang, or what I will now be calling slang. You're welcome. D, why does Aang die so young? Young? Excuse me, the man dies at 166. Ish. Okay, so Aang comes out of the iceberg at the age of 12, but has been in there for 100 years. So he has existed for 112 years at that point and goes on to die 54 years later, meaning he was actually on Earth for 166 years, but only alive, like out and about, for 66 of those years. Which, to be fair, is still young, especially since he didn't like die in combat or anything, he just dies of old age. But again, you might be saying, well, like 66 isn't that old, especially for the Avatar. I mean, Avatar Kyoshi lived to be 230. But as for Aang, turns out all the time in the iceberg was not great for Aang's body and took its toll on his life force, which is what causes his early death. E, why does Aang's eye color change? Wait, I'm sorry, do they? Like, aren't they always gray? Okay, so I actually had to look this up to see if it was true, and I guess, like, yeah, sometimes they have, like, different shades to them, but I think it's mostly just due to whatever light he happens to be standing in. Because then, actually, if you fast forward to Korra, where you can see Aang as an adult, his eyes are Still just gray, so, no, they don't. F, why does Aang fly? Okay, so actually Aang cannot fly, or at least not without his glider, or, you know, Appa, or like being in an Avatar-induced super sphere of every element. But true flight in the world of Avatar is very elusive for any airbender and only achievable by truly letting go of all your earthly tethers and becoming weightless, a feat that has only ever been achieved by two airbenders ever, Zaheer and Guru Lakhima. Lakhima. Yeah, I know. I was like, oh boy, here we go. Aang, of course, has many earthly tethers he would never let go of, and he has other ways of flying anyway, so, you know, I think he's fine without it. G, why does Aang get tattoos so young? So the tattoos are the mark of a master airbender, which if you look at the other kids his age, they do not have the tattoos. Aang is significantly more advanced than other people his age, which is partly because he is the Avatar, which just naturally makes him more powerful sooner.
Now that you're the Avatar, it's kind of an unfair advantage for whichever team you're on.
Plus, all the elders just know he's the Avatar, so they also have, like, extra motivation to train him more. H, why does Aang have a scar on his foot? Man, this is such a good tiny little inclusion, but yes, Aang has a scar on the bottom of his foot, which is actually the second half of the scar on his back, which is from when Azula hits him with the lightning in season 2. The scar on his back is the entry wound for the lightning, and on the bottom of his foot is actually the exit wound, which I just learned, like, the more you know. I, why was Aang in ice? Okay, so fun fact, I'm only at the letter I, and this question has actually popped up in the results like 20 times already, so let's just address it. Honestly, I have to say, I'm surprised people don't know the answer, but I guess if you only watch the first episode, maybe it's not super clear. Aang is in ice because the monks at the Southern Air Temple have deduced out that troubling times may be on the horizon and that war may be soon upon them. Thus, they reveal to Aang that he is the Avatar at the age of 12 instead of 16 when they would normally do it, and immediately put the weight of the world on his back and begin isolating him from his friends to do extra training.
That's the only fair way. Oh.
Gyatso tries his best to continue letting Aang live out as much of his childhood as he can, but the monks see this attachment as dangerous and tell Gyatso they are sending Aang away to the Eastern Air Temple to finish his training, but Aang overhears this and is so distraught by it that he runs away. And this is where things go awry, because while he's on the run, a terrible storm hits him and a huge wave overtakes him and Appa, and then as a form of self-preservation, the Avatar state takes over his body and freezes him in ice, where he then remains for 100 years. Jay, why does Jet attack Aang? Right, so Jet is the leader of this vigilante group of revolutionaries called the Freedom Fighters, and they are very anti-Fire Nation, which at first makes them look like good guys, but Jet's style is very, like, for the greater good, or, like, the ends always justify the means. So when Aang finds out that Jet is planning to destroy a dam to flood and wipe out the entire Earth Kingdom village of Gaipan, innocent civilians and all, just to get rid of the Fire Nation troops inside, Aang decides to step in, and that's why they fight. Also, don't worry, Sokka successfully evacuates the entire town. All right, y'all, now we need to take a brief pause right there to let you know today's video is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's talk about relationships. Now, personally, I married my high school sweetheart, Beth, which sometimes I think people read as like, wow, y'all found each other so early and just knew. Must be nice. Which, first of all, yes, it is. Thanks for noticing. We're awesome. I mean, there really is just something glorious about having prom photos and wedding photos with the same person, you know? But also, like, it took a lot of work. We went to different colleges, then lived long distance after graduations, and I had to sort through a lot about, like, what we wanted from our partnership. And I don't know that either of us would have figured it all out, like, without therapy, whether it was adjusting certain kinds of expectations we had from each other, setting certain boundaries, or even just learning how to communicate better. Like, I don't want to be overly dramatic or anything, but like, it was literally life-changing for us. So if you've ever thought about starting therapy at all, give BetterHelp a try. I mean, it's entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/super today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/super. Link is in the description down below. Okay, why does Aang kiss Katara? Which time? It happens a few times. The first time is like totally a super joke, like whatever, we're just doing this to get the lights on and don't read into it much, okay? Jeez. The next time is before the invasion on the Day of Black Sun, where Aang is afraid that he'll just never see her again, and having never confessed his feelings, thinks, well, no time like the present. Then, after they see the Ember Island players, Aang is like all bent out of shape because the play depicts their relationship as more like brother-sister, and it confuses him. So he confronts her about it and kisses her again, but she steps away, saying that war is no time for a relationship. But then immediately after the war, she's like, just kidding, I love you too. L, why does Aang look like Roku's wife? Oh, this is actually a very fun theory. We made a whole video about this a while ago, so if you want to check that out, you can do so right here. But the short version is that the Avatar always looks like the significant other of the last Avatar. So it's like this like little chain of love. It's very cute. M, why does Aang marry Katara? Gosh, we are definitely in like the love section of the alphabet, aren't we? But I mean, I guess Aang marries Katara because Katara forgets Zuko was an option? What? No, I kid. How about because she rescued him from the iceberg? Or how about because Katara was forced to grow up too fast and after her mother died, Aang allowed her to remember what fun and innocence and childhood was like? How about because she was able to support Aang whenever he was at his lowest? And how about because together they survived countless near-death experiences and defeated the Fire Nation and brought balance back to the world? Zutara, indeed. Pfft. Now, Taka. And why does Aang not eat meat? This is again just part of all Air Nomad culture and is a reflection of their desire to not take life, something that Aang stands by over and over, like when he tells Katara to practice forgiveness towards her mother's murderer or even sparing the Fire Lord his life. Good on you, Aang. Oh, why does Aang only use airbending? What? Like, no, he doesn't only, what?
What do you mean? what do you mean?
P, why is Aang pronounced differently in the movie? Why indeed? Why indeed? Q, why does Aang question Katara? I mean, what kind of question is this? Because he wanted to go penguin sledding, duh.
Will you go penguin sledding with me?
Actually, I think this question is more about the Ember Island players again, when he's afraid that Katara only sees him as a brother, so, see above. R, why was Aang raised by monks? So, best I can tell, all of the Air Nomad kids are raised by either the monks or the nuns rather than their parents, who I'm not even sure they ever meet at all. Like, fun fact, the four air temples are actually segregated by gender, so north and south is all male, and east and west are all female. And since Aang never mentions his parents at all, I think they're all separated at birth, which is not to say they don't have, like, family, it's just that the monks have a very collectivist mindset. So, literally, everyone is family, and it's everyone's responsibility to provide for everyone. And if you want more explanation on that, we actually made a whole video about this exact topic last week, so you can just click the card right here. S, why does Aang see Toph in the swamp? Great question. The swamp is a pretty interesting area where, according to Hugh, the leader of the swamp people, the swamp is a mystical place and actually all just one giant banyan tree that is all connected to itself, which he then compares to the entire world and how all of that is one organism and all connected, and it's even the way that time behaves.
Time is an illusion, and so is death.
So that is why Sokka and Katara see people from their past, while Aang's vision is unique because he is the Avatar, so he actually sees someone from the future who will be important to him. But then, interestingly, the vision helps let him know that when he does meet Toph, that She is important. T, why does Aang talk to Ko? Oh man, Ko is like hands down the creepiest guy in the show. But Aang is basically worried about the impending Fire Nation attack on the North Pole, and after Princess Yui tells him that the spirit of the ocean and the moon make them stronger, he gets the idea to ask for their help. But then after Aang enters the spirit world, Roku tells him that only one spirit knows what the ocean and moon spirits look like in the mortal world, but asking him would be very risky because of course it's Ko the Face Stealer who will steal your face if you make any expression at all. Aang does it anyway, and he figures it out, so he doesn't lose his face. That's fine. Nothing for you, but V, why does Aang's voice change in the Avatar state? Dude, I love Aang's voice in the Avatar state. It's like so commanding, but it changes because according to Roku, in the Avatar state, you are combining all of your past lives, and that is where the glow comes from. But it's the same thing for his voice. It's just all the voices coming through at once, and it's awesome.
Fire Lord Ozai, you and your forefathers have devastated the balance of this world.
Unsurprisingly, nothing for X or Y, but Z, why do Aang and Zuko fight after the war? Yes, believe it or not, they do fight again after the war and almost start another one. This all just happens in the graphic novels, but basically what happens is that after the war, the Earth Kingdom wants the territories that the Fire Nation had colonized to return to the Earth Kingdom, which Aang and Zuko and the Earth King all agree is a good idea, but the citizens of those territories are less interested in the idea since, you know, they've lived there for 100 years and at this point have, like, fully assimilated. Zuko ends up talking to the mayor of one of these colonies and having a change of heart and then orders the movement to stop, which, you know, like that's fine, but he doesn't talk to the Earth King or Aang about it before he does that. Aang tries to step in, but then he gets attacked by Fire Nation soldiers, and then the Earth King just thinks that they are refusing and want to continue to dominate Earth Kingdom territory. But eventually they all just get on the same page and the movement is stopped and war is averted. Yay. But there you go, that is everything Google wanted to know about why does Aang do anything.
These socks are amazing.
Guys, thanks as always for watching today's Google Autofill. Don't forget to like the video and subscribe if you haven't already so you don't miss any future Avatar action from us. What other characters should we Google? Let me know in the towel section down below. If you want to find out more about like what happened to Aang's parents, who were they? Did he even know them? Check out this video right here. But otherwise, until next time, Ben, I will see you in another life, brother.